And now for a final recap from yesterday's inauguration, we're joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, who was a part of NPR's special inauguration coverage. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
And you've covered, I think, 7 inaugurations in the past. Of course, you started in elementary school. And how was this one different? Was this one different both in form and substance from those you've covered in the past?
Yes, indeed. Of course, it was different in many respects. The form of it, I think, was driven more by the celebration aspect, the drawing of such an immense crowd on one of the coldest inauguration days in history with a lot of forbidding circumstances. Nonetheless, a crowd, we'll never know exactly how many people, surely well over 1 million, but let's not quibble about it. It was without doubt the largest inauguration crowd in history and probably the largest gathering in Washington, D.C. ever. And it wasn't just the size, it was the spirit. It was the way these people were behaving, the way they were behaving toward each other, the extraordinary just upwelling of emotion that you saw on virtually every face, and this sense of hope. Not just for themselves, not just the closure of all of these long-standing wounds, these people coming and weeping and remembering all the things they've been through, but also this enormous opening of hope toward the future.
Were you surprised by the intensity of feeling out there?
Yes. Now, this is a campaign that's been going on a long time. We're almost exactly 2 years from the day that Barack Obama began his campaign. It was the longest presidential primary and general season ever, ever. And it was extraordinarily grinding and excruciating. And yet, in the end, we were still surprised by the degree to which it mattered to the people that it mattered to most, the voters, the people.
Asking you to speculate, which is always unfair to do to a journalist. But given that there's something distinctive about this experience, is it possible that this was a transformative event in a way that goes beyond yesterday's activities, just the actual ceremony itself?
It's a demarcation point in a maturation process. As the Reverend Jackson was saying a moment ago, there's a surprising degree of maturity being shown by this country in this particular moment in its history. So this was a demarcation point. It was a wonderful symbol. It was a wonderful opportunity to ceremonialize and dramatize these changes that are going on in the country. Beyond that, it's all got to devolve into hard work.
Of course, the business starts today. The president is getting down to business today. Now, is there just to get to brass tacks, was there political capital to earn in the reality of yesterday's events? So many people coming out with such intensity of feeling.
Yes, there's that sense of political capital, the sort of thing where you can invest it and show some returns and dividends down the road. But I think it's more a change of attitude. It's more a change of what do we ask of each other and of ourselves, not just of our government.
Well, we'll be asking you to come back for further reflections in the days ahead. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joined us from our studios here in Washington. Ron, thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Michelle.